invite you to enjoy life. Life with Luigi, a new comedy show created by Cy Howard and starring that celebrated actor, Mr. J. Carroll Nash, with Alan Reed. A year ago, when Luigi Basto left Italy to start his new life in America, he promised his mother that he would write and tell her about his adventures. So now let's read Luigi's letter as he writes to Mama Basto in Italy.
Dear Mamma Mia, in America is a big business. Magazine. Wonderful thing about American magazines. They're full of advertisements. And the advertisements I like the most are the ones that tell you how to make a lot of money easy. They say, become rich overnight. Grow mushrooms in your salad. Become rich overnight. Make Indian bead rings. Become rich overnight. Learn the meat cutting in your own living room. Mamma mia, if I could only stay up for 3 nights, I'd make a fortune. There's another advertisement that says, make $100 a week, become a secretary stenographer. Then I read them all and I see it's no good for me. It's only for somebody who's got a short hand. These things sound very good, Mamma Mia. But if you're not smart, like your Luigi, it's possible to get fooled. Like one advertisement I see that says, we pay you big money. Right to box 22. Mamma Mia, how can this company have money if they got office in a box? Most foolish advertisement I see is the one that says, we give you pants 1/3 off. Mamma mia, isn't that stupid? How am I going to look walking in the street to wear my pants to 1/3 off? Also, is that that say, learn about your telephone company. Mamma mia, there's plenty to learn. This morning, I'm going to receive a bill from a phone company that's charging me for longer distance calls to California that I'm going to never make. I always try to conduct the business honest. So this is worrying me very much. So I go to my night school teacher, Miss Spalding, and maybe she can explain why.
All right. Quiet class. I'll call the roll. Basco.
I'm here.
Horowitz.
Yeah.
Olsen.
No, I'm here.
Schultz, you're here, aren't you?
Yeah, but I'm not squealing.
I got shows, yeah? Oh, I should be a sensation in television.
Mr. Schultz, please. You are very funny, and it is not necessary to dip your finger in the inkwell. Now, class, our lesson for today is English. What is it, Mr. Basco? Why are you raising your hand?
Miss Spalding, I got a problem. Today, I'm going to receive a telephone bill with a charge for calls to California I never make.
Well, Mr. Basco, I'll help you with your phone problem later, if you don't mind staying after class with me.
Well, I'm a... I'm a glad to stay, Miss Paula.
Luigi is the teacher's pet.
Now, class, I enjoy a good laugh as well as anyone, but we must get on to our studies. Now for our English lesson. Now, who will volunteer to conjugate the verb to see? Well, who will volunteer? No volunteers?
Looks like somebody's going to have to be drafted.
Well, I'll have to call on somebody. Mr. Olsen.
Yeah, all right, I volunteer. I conjugate the verb to see. See, talk.
So, Olsen, stop already. You're making me dizzy.
Mr. Schultz, you are disrupting the class. Now, let me hear you conjugate see.
I see, you see, he see, she see, we see, you see, they see.
jokes, that's good.
Good, but perfect.
Yes, it is at that.
To tell you the truth was a lucky guess.
All right, all right. Now, who will conjugate the verb using a subject? Like Mary.
Mr. Spalding, I try.
Go ahead, Mr. Basco.
I see Mary, you see Mary, he sees Mary, she sees Mary, we see Mary, you see Mary, they see Mary.
Mary should pull down her window shades.
Mr. Schultz, please. That was very good, Mr. Basco. Now, could you conjugate a verb of your own?
Sure. I take a verb to pay.
Fine.
You pay telephone company? He pays telephone company.
Now, wait a minute. You left out I pay telephone company.
I'm not pay. I never met telephone company.
Well, I can see we'll have to settle that problem now. Now, Mr. Basco, why don't you go down to the phone company and explain things to them? They're very fair, and if they're wrong, you won't have to pay.
I don't have to pay? Thank you, Miss Pausen.
Wait, wait, wait for me. Oh, you walk so fast. Look, look at me. My tongue is hanging out like a cooker Spaniard. Luigi, my friend, I gotta talk to you.
Oh, what's the matter, Schultz?
Don't go to the phone company.
Why not?
A terrible thing happened to my cousin Hugo.
Oh?
You know, he once got a big telephone bill. He tried to argue with the telephone company. He got them mad, and they made him pay it anyway.
They made him pay?
Yeah, but for the last 10 years, he's been getting even with them.
How?
Every time the telephone rings, he don't answer.
But sure, if I don't go to the telephone company, what am I going to do?
Luigi, in my head, an idea just pooped.
Why don't you go to your friend, Alderman Johnson?
Let him investigate it for you.
That's right, the Schultz. Alderman Johnson is all the way to try to help him. I'll go to him right now. Thanks, the Schultz. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Luigi. And remember, smile. What if you do get into trouble with the telephone company? What can they do? Can they hang you? Can they shoot you? Can they throw you in jail?
Schultz, can they?
How should I know? Am I a lawyer?
Come in. Hello, Mr. Alderman Johnson. You remember me?
Why, of course. You're the service man. It's my colleague in Saltwater Service. Well, you certainly took your time coming.
But I'm going to have to...
No, don't tell me. I know every voter in my district. Well, don't stand there. Give me a hint.
You ever heard of a Luigi Basco?
Why, certainly. Great friend of mine. Nothing he wouldn't do for me. Ah, broke my heart the day he left for France.
I'm a Luigi Basco.
Oh. Well, how was the trip?
I never went, sir. Mr. Alderman Johnson, you know me. I'm a Luigi Basco. I own a ticket shop on Halstead Street.
Oh, certainly. Now, Mr. Basco, what did you want to see me about?
It's about telephone bills. This morning, it say, I'm going to make a long-distance call to California, and I'm going to never make it.
I see. And you don't want to pay the telephone company.
Oh, don't say that. I'm always trying to be good American. I'm obey every law. Sign in the street to stay. Speed limit, 25 miles an hour. I'm a never walker faster than a 25. Sign in a zoo. Say, don't feed the monkey peanuts. I'm a never feed the monkey peanuts. I give him popcorn. Sign is all over, say. No trespassing. Believe me, Mr. Alderman. I'm a hero one a year, and I'm never passing a train.
Basco, I know your problem. Now, you think the phone company's made an error, and you're a little afraid of it.
That's right, Mr. Alderman. Phone company's so big, and Luigi Basco, he's so little.
Why, Basco, you're as big as the telephone company. It's because the little people run America. Now, you don't have to worry about a thing. I take care of all my voters. I'll get on the phone right now and straighten it out for you. Give me your bill, Basco. I only deal with the people on top. Hello, operator. Let me talk to the president. Just tell him it's Alderman Johnson. What? All right, then give me the vice president. Well, how about the district supervisor?
I see. Is the chief operator in? No. Well, who? All right, give me that party. Hello. Information. Who do I speak to about paying a bill?
Mr. Alderman, maybe it's too much of trouble for you. I go
myself. No. You leave it to me, Esco. Hello, complaint department. This is Alderman Johnson. I'm talking for a constituent of mine. What do you mean by charging him for a long-distance call he never made? You've got your nerve. What? It's Luigi Basco, Sedgwick 3-9895. Yeah? Yeah? All right. Well, Basco, you'll never have any trouble with the company again.
I won't?
No. They're taking out your phone tomorrow.
Luigi, my friend. Hello, Luigi. Hello.
Hello, Pasquale.
What's the matter, Luigi? Why are you so sad, my little man? You're looking like a little puppy with his tail between his ears.
Pasquale, it's a long story. This morning, I'm receiving a wrong bill from telephone company. I asked Miss Spaulding. She said, go to company. Sure, she said, go to Alderman. I go to Alderman, and he's to make even worse.
Sure, she'll go to everybody but your best friend, Pasquale. And what's to happen? Nothing. Why are you running around like a crazy little squirrel looking for food when all the time you could have come straight to the nuts?
You're so right, Pasquale. Nobody's a bigger nut than you.
That's a funny thing. When I'm going to say it, it's a sound of different.
Pasquale, I'm in trouble, and I'm coming to ask you for favor. Phone company is going to take a phone out of my store tomorrow.
Luigi, why are you having to worry when you've got a good friend like Pasquale who's bringing you from all the country? You don't need a telephone. You can use mine.
Is there no trouble, Pasquale?
What a trouble. It's a pleasure. Every time there's a phone ring, I call you.
Thank you, Pasquale. You real friend.
Sure. Now, I do you a favor with a ring. You do me a favor with a ring.
Pasquale, what's the favor I can do you with a ring?
Slip it out of my daughter Rosa's finger.
No, Pasquale. I'm not going to play a ring around Rosa. It's no use, Pasquale. Rosa's a nice girl, lovely girl. But she's too fat for me.
Luigi, you call it 250 pounds of fat?
What do you call it?
I ask you first.
Pasquale, we're just a waste time of talking. I'm not going to marry Rosa.
All right, you big, stupid fool. Just because of a little thing like marrying my Rosa, you're going to lose your telephone.
Pasquale, I'm not an idiot. Maybe it's better I go myself at the telephone company and find out why they're charging me for this call to California.
California? Wait, Luigi, don't be so impatient. I changed my mind. I'm going to help you.
Then you're not angry with me, Pasquale?
No. Here, Luigi, you give me a telephone bill and go take a walk, and I'm going to fix everything up with the phone company.
Pasquale, why you do this?
Because Pasquale to love you like a...
Don't say it.
You go for a walk, Luigi, my friend. I'm your countryman. I'm going to take care of everything.
Thank you, Pasquale.
You're welcome, Luigi. Abro, figaro, bravo, bravissimo, abro, figaro, bravo, bravissimo, fortunatissime, fortunatissime, fortunatissime. Hello? Operator? Give me the chief supervisor. Hello, chief supervisor? This is a very good friend of Luigi Basco, 21 North Halstead Street, telephone number Sedgwick 3-9895. I'm understanding you want to take out his telephone next week. I think it's very bad of you to take a man's business away. It's a bread and a butter. Huh? What's the Basco's business? He's a bookie.
Thank you.
And now for the second act of Luigi Vasco's adventures in Chicago, we turn to page 2 of his letter to his mother in Italy.
And so, Mamma Mia, is the bigger trouble with me. I don't know what the Pasquales do to help me with a telephone company. All I know is, this morning, manager come in, asking me to put $2 on a nose. Soon as I'm going to put it on my nose, he's a disconnect of the telephone. And the Mamma Mia, when a manager loses a telephone, is it no use talking? Anyway, I'm sitting in my store, wondering what I should do next, when it suddenly opens up the door and a big wind comes in.
Luigi! Hello, Luigi. Hello, hello.
Hello, Pasquale.
Luigi, you mind if I'm using your telephone to thank you? Hello, operator. Operator. Hey, Luigi, you got a funny kind of operator. She's a no talk. Must be Johnny Belinda.
Pasquale, phone company is a disconnect to my phone.
What? After I'm going to say such a good things about you?
Pasquale, just what is it that you say about me?
Why, I'm a praise of you, Luigi. I'm a tell him Luigi is a man who knows his oats, sir. Also, he's got a very stable character.
Well, thank you, Pasquale, but it's very strange to me. I don't can understand what's happening between me and the phone company.
Hello, Luigi. Hello, Pasquale.
Hello, Schultz.
Hello, Schultz.
Luigi, how you make it out with the telephone company?
Schultz, I'm going to get lots of trouble. My phone died.
Smile, Luigi. If you ever want to get a message to California, I'm going to lend you a carrier pigeon.
Smart, Alec, delicatessen, a man of Schultz. How's a little bird like a pigeon going to carry Luigi to California?
Carry him pigeon bags. What's a good one on you, my guy?
Beautiful, what do you call it?
Schultz and a Pasquale, no fight. I'm in a trap.
Why don't you go straight to the telephone company, tell them your story, and let them straighten out the whole thing?
Don't go, Luigi.
Go.
Don't go.
Go.
Don't go. How do you like that? They went.
Bell Telephone Company. Mamma mia, it's a big building. Oh, here's a sign on the side of the building. It says, Bell Telephone Company, Estab, 1878. Poor Mr. Bell, he was stabbed in 1878. No, I must be wrong. Estab 1878 has the telephone number. Well, Luigi Pasquale, don't be so nervous. Like all the men say, America is on the side of a little man. And I'm a little man. Well, I'm going inside and find out what's the weather telephone calls to California. Excuse me, lady, please. I'm coming here about call to California. This is the Bell Telephone Company, no?
Yes.
I'm like to speak to Mr. Bell.
Mr. Bell is dead.
All right, that way.
You don't understand, sir. Mr. Bell is no longer with us.
That's not nice. The man has spent his whole life inventing telephone. Now he's to get a fire.
Sir, Mr. Bell still owns the company, but he's dead.
Oh. Then maybe I speak to Mrs. Bell.
Mrs. Bell is not here either.
Mr. Bell is not here. Mrs. Bell is not here. Who's the watch of the business?
I'm really not qualified to answer all your questions. Why don't you go see the head operator?
Head operator?
Yes, 2 flights up, first door to the right.
Thank you, lady. Mamma mia, I'm learning something every day. Just for now, I find out there's 2 kinds of operators. With the head and without the head.
I'm trying to explain to you, Mr. Vasco. The company is actually owned by 5 million shareholders.
5 million?
That's right. And when the profits are added up, they divide every nickel.
Mamma mia. When they get through with that nickel, it must be in a terrible shape.
Mr. Basco, for 2.5 hours, I tried to explain. Mr. Basco, why don't you go see a vice president?
Mr. Basco, this is unprecedented. You've disrupted our entire organization.
I'm sorry, Mr. Vice President. But do you think it's nicer for Chicago Telephone Company to be mad at me? Even when the two people is mad, they talk once in a while. All right, so you don't ring my phone no more. At the least, maybe once a day you should have given me a little tinkle.
The telephone company is not angry with you.
Then why the telephone company is disconnecting my phone? Just because I'm never make a call to California.
Mr. Basco, really, you must have made that call. Our company never makes a mistake. Now, do you realize what happens every time you pick up your phone? A thin plate of soft iron, called the diaphragm, vibrates to your sound wave.
Oh.
Now, this in turn affects a tiny mass and is electrically transmitted, causing the diaphragm to vibrate.
Oh.
Then what do you think happens when the two metallic contacts are made?
Oh. Well, the operator says to deposit another 5 cents.
An automatic record is immediately stamped on a card bearing your phone number. Now, Mr. Basco, we never make mistakes.
Then there must be something wrong with the way a telephone company advertises.
What do you mean?
All the papers is a show picture of a lady with a telephone, and she's saying, sorry, wrong number.
Mr. Basco, that is a picture.
I know it's a picture, but if you never make a mistake, you should have shown a picture of a lady, and if she's a saying, I'm happy, write the number.
Mr. Basco, listen to me. We are very patient here at the telephone company, but facts are facts. You made this call to California, therefore you must pay for it. Now, to prove to you just how right we are and how patient we are, I'll double-check your file. Believe me, sir, I've been a vice president of the telephone company for 20 years. Nothing goes wrong here. I'll now call our filing department. Hello? Hello? How do you like that? The phone is dead.
My friend, hello, my little man. You find out about that call to California?
Pasquale, it was the worst day in my life that I ever went there. I'm going to make so much of trouble, the vice president is going to throw me out.
Vice president? Oh, Luigi, that's terrible.
Why?
Vice president's a very big man in this country. He's going to report you. And you know what comes after report? Deport. And that's going to be the story of your life. For 4 words. Import, the report, the deport, export.
Oh, Pasquale, I'm going to want so much to stay in America. Help me.
I'm sorry, Luigi. I'm like very much to help you, but I'm going to know the facts. I must testify in a court against you.
But, Pasquale, why you must testify against me?
Oh, it's a big law here. It's called habeas corpus. And even if I'm no testifier, my Rosa, she's still got to testify because she's living next door.
Pasquale, help me. Is there nothing I can do?
Nothing. Wait. I'm just to remember, it's another big law. Wife, and not going to testify against the husband.
But you're not my wife, Pasquale.
No, but I know a certain party who's willing to make the biggest sacrifice.
Who?
Welcome home, my son.
Hello, Papa.
Oh, now I'm happy. Rosa. Rosa. Rosa.
You called me, Papa.
Come here, Rosa. Say hello to Luigi.
Hello, Luigi.
Hello, Rosa.
Bless to you, my children, and I'm a hope for you live together happily ever after.
Papa, does this mean we're already married?
Ooh, shut up, you face.
Is Mr. Basco here?
I'm Luigi Basco.
Mr. Basco, I'm from the phone company. We've investigated that California call, and we find it was made to the Hollywood Matrimonial Agency.
Hollywood, the matrimonial agency?
It's all right. I'm going to pay. Everything's going to be settled nice and quiet.
We investigated this phone call, Mr. Basco, and it seems the conversation was about getting a husband for a certain Rosa.
Is it getting past my bedtime? Good night, everybody.
But Papa, you never go to sleep before 2.
Shut up, you face. Come with me.
Oh, it's a wise of you, Pasquale. You use my phone for your caller to California.
Mr. Basco, it may interest you to know anyone who uses your phone without your permission is liable to a lawsuit.
Pasquale. Yes, my son?
Abby, it's the car, Special Papa.
Hello. Hello. Hello, Mamma Mia. This is your son, Luigi. Talking to you on the telephone. Huh? No, no, it's not a dream, Mamma. It's really true. It's your son. Yeah, you're a boy, Luigi. You don't hear my voice in more than a year. What? Go ahead, Mama. I don't care what it costs. Go ahead. Go ahead and cry. Sure, cry. I'm think I'm going to cry, too. How is Uncle Pietro? Oh, good, good. And he's a goat. Oh, he's a goat. He's got married. Uh-huh. Sure. When is Uncle Pietro going to get married? What? Oh, he's going to wait and see how it's going to turn out with his ghost. No. Don't worry about the cost of this to call the mama. Don't worry. How's Aunt Francesca? Good? Good. And a cousin of Salvador? Oh, that's the fine, Mamma Mia. Mama, are you sure you feel good? Oh, that's so nice. That's just so nice. What? Huh? I don't understand. You no get the marshmallows? Where do you hear about the marshmallows? Oh, you read all about the marshmallow plan. Mamma Mia, is there somebody here who want to talk to you? So, wait a minute. Pasquale, go ahead, Pasquale.
Hello, Mamma Mia, goodbye.
What? Why is the Pasquale get off of the phone so fast? I'll tell you why, Mamma Mia. Because he's a pain for this phone call.
Week at this time over most of these stations when Luigi Basco writes another letter to his mama Basco describing his adventures in America. Life with Luigi is a Cy Howard production and is written by Mac Benoff, Lou Derman, and Cy Howard, and stars J. Carroll Nash. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.